Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Morning Star, Book 3 of the Red Rising Saga, Part 1, by Pierce Brown. Narrated by Stuart Crank. And performed by a full cast.
I rise into darkness. Away from the garden they watered with the blood of my friends. The golden man who killed my wife lies dead beside me on the cold metal deck. Life snuffed out by his own son's hand. Autumn wind whips my hair. The ship rumbles beneath. In the distance, friction flames shred the night with brilliant orange. The Telemannus is descending from orbit to rescue me. Better that they do not. Better to let the darkness have me and allow the vultures to squabble over my paralyzed body. My enemies' voices echo behind me, towering demons with the faces of angels. The smallest of them bends, stroking my head as he looks down at his dead father.
This is always how the story would end. Not with your screams, not with your rage, but with your silence.
Roke, my betrayer, sits in the corner. He was my friend. Heart too kind for his color. Now he turns his head, and I see his tears. But they are not for me. They are for what he has lost, for the ones I have taken from him.
No Ares to save you, no Mustang to love you. You are alone, Darrow.
The Jackal's eyes are distant and quiet.
Like me.
He lifts up a black, eyeless mask with a muzzle on it and straps it to my face, darkening my sight.
This is how it ends.
To break me, he has slain those I love. But there is hope in those still living. In Sevro, in Ragnar and Dancer. I think of all my people bound in darkness, of all the colors on all the worlds, shackled and chained so that gold might rule. And I feel the rage burn across the dark hollow he has carved in my soul. I am not alone. I am not his victim. So let him do his worst. I am the Reaper. I know how to suffer. I know the darkness. This is not how it ends. Part 1. Thorns. Per aspera ad astra. Deep in darkness, far from warmth and sun and moons, I lie, quiet as the stone that surrounds me, imprisoning my hunched body in a dreadful womb. I cannot stand, cannot stretch. I can only curl in a ball, a withered fossil of the man that was, hands cuffed behind my back, naked on cold rock. All alone with the dark. It seems months, years, millennia since my knees have unbent, since my spine is straightened from its crooked pose. The ache is madness. My joints fuse like rusted iron. How much time has passed since I saw my golden friends bleeding out into the grass? Since I felt gentle Roke kiss my cheek as he broke my heart. Time is no river, not here. In this tomb, time is the stone.